I'm comedian Timmy Boyle, and this is the greatest live Instagram comedy experience that nobody knew about. March of 2020, I just arrived home from tour when COVID-19 shut down the world. So despite being severely technically challenged, I started a daily live Instagram show right here from my living room. Because how hard could it be? And how long could a pandemic last? Apparently longer than 5 months. So now, 100 episodes later, I've called comedians as diverse in experience as they are in style from all around the world to discuss comedy, life, and, well, whatever. I had no goals, which was a great idea. I avoided tech checks, which was a bad idea. And I eventually wore no pants. The jury's still out on that one. And my OJ, over 150 days, transformed from refreshing drink to rancid mystery liquid right before our eyes. It was a random, free-flowing, hilariously messy ride into the minds and backstage lives of entertainers where anything could happen, and did, including a trip to a goat farm. Overcoming a lack of direction, resources, and tech ineptness, as well as multiple zombie cyber attacks, a project not expected to last even a week soon developed into a must-watch show like no other. But don't take my word for it, see for yourself, right here, on another episode of Calling Comedians in Quarantine. Is that it? Did we get it all? Awesome. Well, hello, Sheridan. Mentalism. Mentalism.ca. I love that. You got like your website right in the box there. CJ Rossetti is here. It's going good. Mentalism.ca. I should have thought about putting my own website as my name. That seems so awesome. Hey, thank you all those for who are joining in right now. So quickly too. It is 7 p.m. on some night. I don't even know. Quite frankly, I don't even know what night it is, but it doesn't really matter. Hi to Iom.Decker. Iom is an interesting name. Roy is coming in here. I saw Sheridan was in here. Thank you all for tuning in. My name is Timmy Boyle from Upstanding Comedy, as you can tell on my glass. You can all have one of these one day when I'm able to order some again. But for now, it's just for me. Anyways, you are now in my living room. And some of you have been joining me in my living room for quite a while. This is episode 30. What episode is this? Anybody remember? 33. This is episode 33 of everyone. I got distracted. Iom.Decker. Iomi is how you say it. Oh, really? Iomi. That's a cool name. Iomi Decker. Iomi. Anybody else in here never met another Iomi? I've never met an Iomi. That's a super cool name. Iomi. Timmy. You know, I don't know if that has the same, it's pronounced Timmy. There's actually a silent C in it, kind of like quarantine, because this is Calling Comedians in Quarantine, and my name is Timmy Boyle. Listen, tonight, what we usually do on this show every night at 7 p.m. since I've been in quarantine, I've been able to go on the stage, just had to start this little show and call comedians and entertainers from all around North America and then invite them onto the show here and call them from their living rooms and bring them to my living room and then ultimately into your living room through the magic of television or our phones that we just call television. Roy says, my wife says you owe me. Not, oh, what do I owe her for? I thought we were all square. Mary Jane Baker says, what is on your toilet paper? Okay, so many questions flying at me. This isn't normally how we start the show, but hang on here, folks. We do have a show about to come down here. But let me just answer the first thing here. Roy, it's not really a question, but your wife says you owe me. Hey, that's kind of like I owe me. Oh, is that what it is? No, Spam! The jokes are flying here tonight on Calling Comedians Inc. Quarantine. You guys are the comedian. I owe me. And she was saying, you owe me. I owe me. I hope I owe me really enjoyed that joke because I didn't get the joke right away, but now I get it. I owe me. No, you owe me. See, look at that. All I can do is I can't promise you you'll laugh. I can't promise you'll be encouraged. I can't even promise you truth because I say things that aren't even factual most of the time. But what I can promise you is that at some point during the show, you will probably be entertained. I'm glad, Iomi, that that's not the first time. It's pronounced Iowa. Now we're getting into some American stuff here. I am my is in there. Or is it I am my? Does it go up on the end? We're just trying to figure out how everybody pronounces their name. The easiest one so far I've seen is mentalism.ca. That's just a straight up website. Mentalism.ca. Mentalism.ca. Hey, are you here? Like right now, I want you to send me a message if you literally are currently right now in the room or if you just said hello and then left. Drop me a line right now, mentalism.ca. Do that right now. Roy, I am fast. I'm faster tonight. Sheridan, what? I don't even know what that means. This is like a crazy ride. This is why a millennial told me, and believe me, if you want to learn about technology, you listen to the millennials. The millennial told me, don't try to respond to answer all of the stuff that comes up on the screen. It becomes too much. Just don't worry about it. Block it out. But I can't. Like my brain is like, I'm looking down and it's just getting overwhelmed right now. But now I understand why the millennial said, just ignore it. Timmy is food was very funny yesterday. Timmy is food was very funny yesterday. Man, now I'm trying to figure out that. This is like a puzzle. Mentalism.ca, are you still there? Are you there? You just came in to say hi and then you left. Probably what happened because I haven't seen it pop up again yet, but I was going to ask him something in particular. Mary Jane Baker, so what's on the toilet paper? Here, this was something I was going to do and I forgot, but I'm going to do it maybe going forward. So on the toilet paper, see, it's episode 30. So I had that on there on episode 30. And then I was supposed to go to episode 31, see? And then each episode I was gonna go, but I hadn't written more. So let's just start, let's do this tonight. Let's just set this up properly because I thought it was a super cool idea and then I forgot about it. So let's do this. This is episode 32, so we're going to say this is episode 33. So we're going to go episode 32, and then we're going to go episode 33. So we're going to put that up here like that. There we go. Oh, it's backwards. Oh, my goodness. Oh, all right. So I'm going to get rid of those. All right. Timmy is food was my type from yesterday. I do not remember that. Okay, backwards. So, I believe, okay, this wasn't how this was supposed to go. Ryan from mentalism.ca, are you still there? Okay, so I believe it would go, So the okay, so it goes. Oh no. Wait, E P. So the 3, and then the 2. Bam. Hello. Okay, now if I can do that. Okay, now we go over here. And we go E P. Look how easy it is now for me. Okay, so now we'll put that up here like that. Oh, I like this. Okay, all right, okay. So now what we'll do is this. Okay, now pay attention, everybody. This isn't how we normally start our shows, but that's super cool. I just learned a new thing. And when you're in quarantine, you always need to learn something new. So thank you for doing that. Okay, so now every episode I'm gonna do this. tonight is the first episode that we're actually going to do it for real. So I'm going to pretend that the live just started. Hey, everybody. Thank you for joining me here on Calling Comedians into Quarantine. My name is Timmy Boyle, and you are currently in my living room. I've been in my living room now for almost over 4.5 weeks, and you are watching Calling Comedians into Quarantine, where I call comedians from all around North America, invite them from their living room into my living room, and then ultimately into your living room. We have one goal on this show, and that is to have no goals. But tonight we have accomplished something, and so we just want you to see what that is. Now, behind me here, yesterday was episode 32 on Calling Comedians into Quarantine. But tonight, we take off apply, and it is now episode 33. How was that, Iomi? Eh? And I am I? Oh, I gotta wear my shirt backwards.
Jeez Louise.
Wait. That was just for my own enjoyment. Let's see. If we go around. I don't think that accomplished the task. I feel like I look like a monk now. I feel like a monk. I feel like a short-armed monk. I feel like a... That's my monk impression, as if they were like singing songs about Alyssa Milano. So I'm going to turn this back around. Just turn this back around like this. See how I did that? Actually, so Todd Gale, who was on our show a while ago, he actually challenged me to... try to put my shirt on while doing a handstand. Now, in my head, I was like, hey, let's just do that now because I'm moving the shirt around. But then I realized I don't have like a spotter. Like I have nobody here if something goes wrong. Like you guys can't help me if I go into a handstand and then fall. And then like all you guys see is like my phone like lying there looking down. At the floor, right? Like, actually, okay, here, let's do this, though. You want to see a fall? Let's do this. Okay, so a couple nights ago, we were talking about just, this is all just in my brain right now, and my brain is just down to you. If you're not watching this show right now, you are missing magic. Stay tuned for those that are. Iomi and I am my, and Pi is here, and CJ, and Mary Jane, and... everyone else who's still Crystal's Punny and everyone else who's in the room right now. Anyways, okay, so a couple nights ago, we were talking about physical comedy with somebody. This actually applies. This applies. So CJ Rossetti, did you use a stunt double for your IG today? No, I didn't use a stunt double. Okay, don't do this now, folks. Please don't do this now because I need every single one of you in the show. By the way, if you're coming in right now, you are watching magic happen. Not true magic. But you're watching a whole bunch of stuff. My name is Timmy Boyle, and you're watching Calling Comedians into Quarantine, episode 33, as my toilet paper says. Listen, if you haven't seen my Instagram video of me singing Man in Motion, is that what it's called? It's the St. Elmo's fire theme. Anyways, you need to go onto my Instagram. Not now, though. Don't leave the show right now. You need to go in there and watch it, and you'll understand CJ Rossetti, because I did a fall – I did a fall on that, and there was no edits, no cuts, no special effects, no stunt double. I literally did that fall on my own, and it is one of the most impressive short videos I have ever done. So thank you, CJ Rossetti, for mentioning that. No stunt double, so you need to go on there and you need to watch that video. Not now, but let's do this right now, though. Come with me. Come with me. Let me just grab a swig. Okay. So here's what we're going to do. Now, a couple nights ago, we talked about physical comedy. I don't remember who we were talking to. And I was a big fan of Tim Conway, who on the Carol Burnett show played this man, this old man, and he would shuffle his feet and then he would fall down the stairs. And so I used to fall down the stairs to impress the guests. I do have legs. So let me actually, oh, geez. Hold on. Here. Okay. We need to do this, though. We need to do this. Okay. Oh, wait. Okay. Okay. I'm going to put you down right here. Okay. You're just going to look at a wall for a second. I'll explain in a minute. Hang in there. Okay. Hang in there. Ready? Here we go. Do, 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 do.
Alyssa Milano, Alyssa Milano.
Okay, I put pants on. Well, pants on because I realized that I couldn't do what I was about to do if I didn't have pants. So I've got my pants on now. So here we go. So here's what we're going to do live on Instagram Live. So we were talking about physical comedy, and I was talking about Tim Conway and this physical comedy. And Tim Conway was one of the first guys that I saw like do kind of physical comedy. And then Chevy Chase on Saturday Night Live like blew my mind. But one of my favorite physical comics, and he's not, it wasn't a stand-up, but it was John Ritter. John Ritter off of Three's Company. He would always like go and like fall over a couch. So tonight, just because of how random this experience has gone so far, I'm going to do something for you guys right now. And I am going to do a John Ritter. That's why I had to put my pants on, because you know it could get weird. If I didn't have my pants on, I'm going to do a John Ritter for you right now, over, right here, over this couch. Going to do this couch right there. Okay. Now, here we go. So now, never done this before. So we're going to, let's see, go. Okay. So let me do this. Okay. So we're going to put the phone, right like this. Dun, dun, dun. Here we go. Physical comedy here. Oh, yeah. I hope you invited people, CJ. I hope you've told them, because I'm going to do a John Ritter fall over a couch. Oh, you can't really see it from there. How about here? There we go. How about that? You see the couch here? Okay. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, I will now do, I put pants on just for this opportunity. Anyone who's not watching this now is missing out. I will now show you a John Ritter fall over this couch. Okay. Now I'm not going to do the whole, let's do, was it Mr. Furley? Let's say Mr. Furley comes in. I think it was Mr. Furley. Yeah. And so Mr. Furley comes in, right? And then he's asking, you know, about, he's asking about the rent. And he's like, obviously you can't pay the rent because you're not a man. That's what they talked about in shows back in the 70s, early 80s. And we're like, and then you do this, right? Look, I'm not saying it was right. I'm just saying that's what Mr. Furley did. Anyways, then Jack would do something. What? And then Janet would come in and be like, what are you doing, Jack? And then Chrissy would come in. Oh, I don't even know what's going on here. And then somehow she would go, what is going on? And then she would hit Jack right across the chest. And it would be like. Oh, I hope you got that. That was beautiful. Did you actually see that? I know there was a lighting problem there. Oh my goodness, that was an amazing couch roll. Please tell me you guys saw that and it was worth it. I don't have to do it again, right? Because that was, oh my goodness, that was amazing. That's outstanding. Okay. I think I hurt my toe. Okay, I think there's one toe. I think there's a toe that's not quite right now. Hold on one second. That might have done some damage. Well, it looks fine. I'm not a doctor. I don't know. It feels a little tingly. I missed it. Do it again. No. Because I'll tell you why. Because when I did it, I actually wasn't sure I wasn't going to. Wow, I think I damaged my toe. I do think I damaged my toe. Yeah. Thank you, though. Thank you to Crystal Punny for saying it. Iomi, did you miss it? I hope you didn't miss it. You're going to have to watch this thing later and see, because that was a really awesome couch roll. I would do it again, but. My toe, it's a little tingly. Thank you, Roy, for saying awesome. Mary Jane confirmed that they got it. Fantastic. And RC Guy 363, hey, listen, you're just coming in now and you missed, like, you're talking, like, we're talking classic comedy right now. I'm sorry that you missed that. But you can go back onto the live, though, and watch this. When the show is over, go back and watch it, and you're going to see. I wish the lighting and everything was better, and I wasn't careful. There's no way to be careful. When you're going to roll over a couch, how is there any opportunity for you to be careful? Oh, so CJ invited RC Guy, and then RC Guy missed it, probably. I hope that would suck. So anyway, well, thank you for inviting RC Guy 363 in. You can watch that later. So, anyways, that was a little special treat. I was not expecting to do that right now. And, I don't think I'm allowed to go to the hospital for a broken toe, like right now during COVID. Like if I go in there and say, hi, can I take up a little bit of your doctor's time right now? And they're like, why are you dying? It's like, well, no, why do you, can you not breathe? No, I'm okay there. Why, you know, do you have a fever? No. Can you taste and smell? Yeah, I can do both those, but I hurt my toe. Well, is it like, can you walk? Well, yeah, I walked in here. Well, how did you do it? Like, you know, did someone with that COVID fall down and land on your foot? Cause now they might have passed it on to you. And like, no, I fell over a couch. Oh no, how'd that happen? You know, did somebody push you? No, I actually did it just on my own. You did it by yourself? Yeah, I was doing an Instagram live show. They might not enjoy the fact that I've been taking up all the doctor's times because they're supposed to be focusing on the COVID people. So I'm just going to let my toe swell up and then maybe we'll check it out when the whole quarantine thing ends. Oh, another Zoom meeting? Oh, Roy, you always got the Zoom meetings. This is where it's at right now. Goodbye. Goodbye, Roy. Thank you. Goodbye, Margaret. This is the, so CJ's asking, this is the same glass of juice since episode one. Absolutely it is. If you're saying, is it the same glass or the same juice? Because it is the same glass and partially the same juice. Like not all of it, the same juice, because sometimes I drink it down and then I top it up and then I drink it down and then I top it up. But has this glass ever been like emptied completely? No. Just like how this sweater has never been washed in 34 to 35 days, just like these pants. And they're just like, I haven't worn pants with zippers. There's a lot of things that I haven't done that I used to do. And one of them was, I've never finished this orange juice. This episode 33 says right there. If you're ever wondering, if you ever tune into the show and you're like, number one, you're asking, what is this? Because like you might come in at that really awkward time like now and go, what, why are people even watching this? Beats me. But if you're ever wondering what episode number it is, we now know, everybody knows right there, episode 33 of Calling Comedians in Quarantine. So you might be saying to yourself right now, Timmy, this show is Calling Comedians in Quarantine. And normally you would call a comedian who is also in quarantine, someone from, you know, around North America. And I have done that. And I was going to do that tonight, but my comedian that was lined up for tonight, something came up. Claiborne Cox is here, ladies and gentlemen. If you don't know Claiborne Cox, you need to know Claiborne Cox. I think he's come in to spy because Claiborne is supposed to be on the show tomorrow. Well, you invited Claiborne too. Claiborne's supposed to be on the show tomorrow. At least that's the plan. So CJ, thank you for inviting all these people. Claiborne, thank you for joining us here in my living room from your living room. You missed a few awesome things along the way. The toilet paper experiment. I pulled that off. Couch roll, did it. I even put pants on for the show. So here's the deal. Tonight really was kind of this free for all, and you guys kind of took me down this weird path anyways. I even turned my shirt around. It was a crazy, crazy thing. Iomi Decker sent a request to be in your live video. You know what, folks? Let's do this. Let's bring in Iomi. Now, Iomi, I reserve the right tonight to X you out if you get inappropriate or say anything weird, okay? Iomi, that was your sister. What does that mean? I don't even know what that means. Wait, does that mean you don't want to be in? I don't even know. Wait, what did she say? Kay? Okay, we're going to bring in Iomi Decker. Ladies and gentlemen, for a very short period of time here, just because this is the way the show is going, random guest right now, Iomi Decker coming in. Here we go. Let's see what happens. Random guest here on Calling Comedians in Quarantine. Let's see.
Hi.
There she is. Hey, Iomi.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm doing good considering.
Considering the virus?
Yeah, and considering the stupid distance learning.
Oh, I see. Hey, thanks for joining us tonight on the show. Have you watched the show before?
I started watching it when you had Marty Simpson.
Okay, cool. All right, so you're a fan of Marty Simpson?
Yeah, I ended up not going to my dad's when he was touring in Minnesota. So my aunt was like, hey, you're coming to a show since you're not going over there. I was like, all right. And then...
So you're a comedy fan in general?
That was my first time I generally, I went to a comedy show because I don't usually go anywhere because I have a weird immune system.
Oh.
Yeah.
So are you one of the people right now who would be considered compromised, that like a virus like this is very, very dangerous for you?
If they thought I had it, I could be in the hospital immediately.
Wow.
Yeah, I have such bad asthma. It is awful. It's bad.
How old are you? Can I ask?
I'm turning 13 soon. I am usually when I first meet people, they assume I'm anywhere from 8th grade to 10th grade because
Okay.
I'm very ADHD, but at a certain point I'm just calm, so I've been assumed to be
Well,
older than I am.
people assume that I'm anywhere from grade 8 to grade 10 as well. So I understand fully. Just out of curiosity, Iomi, number one, great name. Number two, how old do you think I am?
Like in the mid-40s.
The mid 40s.
Yeah.
So like closer to 44 or closer to 46?
Like 45. I'm bad at guessing ages.
Yeah, no, I was I was beginning to like you, Iomi. I was beginning to like you. But hey, I hope though that you find some joy within this situation. Obviously, you really can't go anywhere.
Yeah, the most I've gone during quarantine is to our neighbors because that's my aunt's neighbor is like her sister, so that's like our household, and then I am only able to go to my dad's, so
And now you're able to come into my living room.
yeah.
That's super cool. Well, I hope that over the time that you continue to take your evenings and hang out with us, because we'll have comedians coming in from all around North America. And I'm glad that Marty Simpson introduced you to myself. And make sure you watch that video I was talking about on my Instagram page where I go falling on the road. You need to check that out. I think you'll very much enjoy that, okay? Well, thank you for joining me tonight, live. Don't go anywhere, but I'm going to X you out of here for right now. But continue to watch. But thanks for joining me on here, and stay well. Please don't do anything to make yourself sick. Stay well, because then when you get out of this thing, maybe I'll get down and perform in the States, and then you can come watch my show instead of Marty.
Don't know, I'm a loyal fan to him. I order some merch from him.
You can be a loyal fan to both of us.
That is true.
Tell Marty that I am 1B. So
One.
you are one, he is 1A, and I am 1B.
Okay.
I'll even be one step below, but I think we both should be number one, and just with a little bit of a difference. All right.
Right.
Go watch that video on my Instagram page, and I think I might move ahead of Marty. We'll see how that goes. I'm not trying to steal his fans, but thank you for tuning in though. Hey, so enjoy the rest of your evening tonight, and hopefully we'll provide lots of laughs and a little bit of a break as we go through this quarantine together.
Yep. All right.
All
Thank
right,
you.
take care, Iomi.
You too.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, that was Iomi. Yeah, listen, I can walk outside. Other than the zombies, the disease itself doesn't necessarily freak me out, but I can understand. I mean, not only is she compromised because of health reasons, but to be young too, like I don't know. Iomi, if you're still currently watching right now, we all want to wish you well and hope that you stay strong and don't let listen, I'm telling you what, folks. Do not let the negativity of this situation rob you of any joy. The reality is that no matter what we're going through in life, this is what I do as a comedian. Sometimes I'm not cracking jokes, sometimes I'm just being serious. But I do want people to always know that laughter is always available, and there is always things that are funny about life, even in this. There are things to laugh about and to be thankful for and to smile over. And so, Iomi, for you, your family, and for all those that are watching right now, just seriously, keep on laughing. Find the funny things in this. Find the unique things in this. Stay positive. We will get through this. And one day you won't have to watch me on your phone. You actually come and watch a show. Listen, we're about to close off the show here. But tonight, like I said, we were supposed to have Craig McKibben joining us, but his wife came down with something last minute actually, and it didn't sound good. It's not COVID related, so everything's good. But I do want you to know that our thoughts are as well with Craig and his family. And we hope to have Craig on at a later date as well. So, but so tonight, it really was just, I can't believe the time just flew by like that. I did a lot of stuff. Hopefully you were entertained by it all. But tomorrow night, we've got on the show 7 p.m., as we do every single night here on Calling Comedians in Quarantine. We've got Claiborne Cox that will be on tomorrow night. And then a great lineup of comics throughout this week that you're going to want to tune in and to see. We will also officially again change the toilet paper over to episode 34. So you're going to want to tune in nice and early, because I'm going to do that right at the beginning of the show. So you're going to want to do that. Other than that, I'm going to simply do this. I will give one person the next question that shows up on the screen, whatever it may be. You want to talk about something back here? You want to talk about seeing my G.I. Joes? You want to, whatever it may be, the next question that comes up there. Well, that's an interesting question. Want me to come on and shave with an electric razor? What would you be shaving? Like legs? Like you're shaving like legs, like a calf. A calf would be interesting to me. Like not like a cow calf. Like that would be Ed Wiley business. He doesn't even, well, he had a cow. Want me to come on and shave with Dr. Razor? If that is strictly a yes or no question, I'm probably gonna, I don't know, CJ. I'm not so sure. I'm gonna say, as much as I'm interested, I'm gonna say no, because it's not as compelling. Your face certainly, it might be nice, but it's not as compelling as like a calf. Shaving a calf, that might be something. Anyways. That was it. It's almost like that was the question that got asked, and I said any question, and I don't know, you have to be the judge of whether or not that was a waste of a question, but darn good try to CJ, and thanks for inviting people in. So here's the deal, folks. My name is Timmy Boyle. That's Hulk Hogan, Alyssa Milano, Yoda. We got Optimus Prime down there as well. Are you having Matt Falk in anytime soon? Not that I am aware of. Matt is very busy with his family in a small town in Manitoba. They might not even have the disease there. I don't even know if there's enough people in his small town to actually create any sort of passing on of the disease to anyone else. Like, his town's smaller than mine. Nobody even goes within 40 feet of each other in my village. So who knows what's going on in his. I've been in contact with Matt Falk. I do not know if he'll be on the show. We haven't shunned him. We haven't pushed him aside. We have put the request out there. So we'll see what happens. But thank you for asking. I would tell you who else was going to be on the show, but off the top of my head, I can't remember. He's related to your sister-in-law. No, he's not. Lies. He's my brother. He's not my brother, but that's okay. I'm allowed to lie. It's my show. He's related to your sister-in-law. How is he related to your sister-in-law? Like a second cousin's janitor at her school? Like is that? Because basically in a small town like he is in Manitoba, they're all related at some point. They're all related at some point. I mean, it's really not a big issue unless whoever that is not living there anymore. Anyways, this is going down a whole other train now. Hey, everybody. Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Calling Comedians in Quarantine. Please take a moment to like, share, subscribe, and ring the little bell so you and your friends don't miss any of the laughs. Episodes will be uploaded here at Timmy's Shorts daily until I run out. And be sure to check out the description below for links to connect with myself or my guests on social media, support us by buying merchandise, and also download the podcast version of this show. Until next time, remember, your brain, it's for thinking, not for eating. So just say no to zombies. My name's Timmy Boyle.